72 Long Hours by Aziraphale Co. Content warnings. Hate crimes, head injury, hospitals, non-graphic violence.
You gotta come to California sometime,
Alex said over the phone. It was a slow day for Prince Henry, Fox Mount Christian Windsor. He was stuck going to meetings all day. Even though he'd probably never be called to become king, he still needed to sit in at all of them since he was in line for the throne.
We'll have to go sometime, Henry said.
He had about a half hour in between meetings, so Henry snuck off to his room to call Alex. They had only been apart for a little over 2 weeks, but it felt like an eternity.
The weather is great here,
Alex said. He and June were visiting their dad for their dad's birthday.
Dad lives about a 5-minute walk away from everything. I'm actually on an ice run right now.
I wish I was there with you, Henry confessed.
I wish you were here too,
Alex responded. There was a brief moment of silence.
Asshole. Sorry, not you.
Is everything all right? Henry asked.
Someone was driving dangerously,
Alex explained.
Got a little close. Probably some drunk idiot.
Are you okay? Henry asked.
Yeah,
Alex said.
I'm at the store. I have to go. I love you.
I love you too, Henry said.
The call then ended. Henry thought over what just happened. He knew Alex was probably correct in his assessment that the driver was intoxicated, but Henry couldn't help but be a little paranoid. He grew up to be suspicious over everything. Henry's phone vibrated again. Alex was calling him back. Henry answered, still having some time before the next meeting.
The ice has been acquired,
Alex said.
I think you should take a taxi home, Henry said.
Why?
Alex asked.
The walk home's barely 5 minutes.
I have a bad feeling about that driver, Henry confessed.
It's fine,
Alex said.
I'm fine. The driver was probably just distracted, drunk, or both.
Before Henry could protest, he heard yelling. Henry couldn't make out complete sentences, but what he heard didn't sound good. Alex tried to speak to them, but Henry heard a loud thud. He didn't hear Alex speak again. Henry heard the sounds of kicking and punching. He couldn't tell how many people were there. Henry could feel his heart racing. He wanted to do something, but he felt frozen in place. Henry had become paler than the moon. It had all happened in a flash.
Aw, look,
someone said.
He was on call with his little prince.
There was a gurgling sound, which Henry knew came from Alex. That caused something in Henry to snap.
Leave him alone, Henry demanded with a fearful stutter.
Come here and make me,
the same guy said. The line then went dead. Henry looked like he saw a ghost as he walked into the next meeting. He didn't turn off his phone. However, he kept the phone in his back pocket. His pocket was vibrating a billion times per minute. He had texted June right before he was sent into the meeting. It was a brief text, but it got the point across. There was a knock on the door.
Come in, Philip said.
Sean entered the room.
Sorry to interrupt, Sean said. Prince Henry is needed elsewhere.
He's needed here, Philip said.
Yeah, but this is very urgent, Sean explained.
The look on Sean's face spoke volumes.
You can go,
Philip informed his brother. Henry muttered a thank you before leaving. He left the room with Sean.
You're needed in the United States, Sean informed him. The Secret Service wants to talk with you. They saw you were on call with the First Son when he was attacked.
The memories flooded back to Henry. Those sounds will haunt Henry until his final days.
Yes,
Henry said. He tried to blink back the tears. Sean placed a hand on his arm.
Do you have any word of his condition? All I can say is he's been rushed into surgery, Sean said.
Thank you, Henry said.
Now let's get you on that plane, Sean said.
The hospital's third floor was almost completely sectioned off. Most patients were moved somewhere else for national security reasons. The remaining patients and doctors were asked to sign NDAs. Henry had made many visits to the hospitals in England. He always enjoyed visiting and reading to the sick children. Despite what his grandmother said, he wasn't invited less after his and Alex's relationship became public. Henry never wanted to be back in a hospital for any other reason than that or charity work. He never wanted to be back because someone he loved was dying. The memories of his father hooked to what looked like thousands of machines haunted him nightly. Henry could barely look at his father during his last days. June was the first to approach him when he arrived in the hospital waiting room. No words were needed. She just hugged him, a gesture Henry gladly returned.
"Prince Henry," President Ellen Claremont said as the two friends pulled away.
She had a worn-out look on her face. Henry could tell she had been crying for hours. Alex's father was also there, his face buried in his hand.
"The investigators want you to give a statement," Ellen said, "just in case there's any way you could help."
"Of course," Henry said.
It didn't take long for the culprits to be caught. Someone posted about the attack on Reddit, bragging about the attack. The people of social media did their magic and figured out who it was. Soon, the police showed up at the man, now known as Ricky's, house. Ricky and his friends hadn't even changed out of their blood-stained clothes. Almost 16 hours later, Henry was allowed to see Alex. He had heard the doctors talking. Henry had heard phrases like skull fracture and broken and bruised ribs. He didn't ask the Claremont Diaz family for further details. Henry's heart stopped at the sight. Alex's face was covered with bandages. Henry could see Alex's right eye was bruised. He had bandages all over the rest of his body. Henry felt nauseous, but kept it down. Alex was still knocked out. From what he had heard from the family, he had been since the attack. Henry took a seat beside Alex's bed. That night, Alex didn't wake up. Alex wouldn't wake up till 72 hours after the initial attack. During those 72 hours, Henry barely left the hospital. Sean had explained everything to the royal family. Henry got messages from his family, mostly from Bea. Henry was the only person in the room with Alex when he woke up. President Claremont was in a meeting, and June and Oscar were resting at home. Henry held Alex's hand. Alex slowly stirred awake, his face contorting to a pain-filled expression.
"Doctors!" Henry called.
"Henry?"
Alex asked.
"Right here," Henry whispered. "My head is killing me," Alex said.
"I can talk to the doctors about fixing that," Henry answered.
He kissed the part of Alex's cheek that wasn't covered with bandages.
"I love you."
"I love you too,"
Alex responded. The doctors soon came in to check on Alex's vitals. He also told them about the list of his injuries. It was the first time Henry heard them, too. His skull was fractured, 3 ribs were broken, 2 ribs were cracked, and 2 ribs were bruised. Once the doctors left, Alex asked Henry to join him in bed. They fell asleep like that.